college football with Josh today. It's already that time. I'm going to ask about some baseball regional stuff as well. We'll get our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fishing report. Should be a great one, as I just discovered this to bring in Ashby. Good morning.
Good morning, Mickey Parler.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Good. I did something. I was at Davos Sweeney's camp yesterday, wrapping things up. He gives a million pieces of advice, life advice. And I was joking with some friends, locals that know Dabo, and like they were waiting on their grandson. I was like, you're not gonna hear the life story, like with the hour life story coming up. Anyway, but one of the things to tell the kids, like, every morning when you wake up, no, this is not Dabo. This was like Woody McCorvey or something the day before. Every morning when you wake up, the first thing you do is thank God for giving me today, like, because we don't guarantee to wake up. Anyway, with that said, I did that. But I'm going to ask you, did you do what you did about on Wednesday? And like, you just made a decision. Today's going to be a great day. Have you done it yet?
I've made the decision every day.
Every day?
Every day.
That today's going to be a great day.
I've had the conscious thought every day this week. All right, we're going to have a good one.
I know a guy that I play golf with. I don't know him well. We have a Friday golf group, a Wednesday golf group. I don't get to play very often. I go one day a week with these guys, whatever. And they're, you know, all walks of life. And I don't know him that well, but after one of the rounds, I was like, because, you know, a lot of guys that play golf, so how, you're on the first tee or about to play, you're on the putting green, man. How you doing today? I'll let you know in 4 hours. I'm like, well, hold on. Well, how you play golf is how you're doing? What? Like, no.
That's anyway. Going to determine your day?
Yeah. And so this guy, he's whistling, and he's walking down leaving the course, and I was like, hey, man, how's it going? He goes, oh, it's great. I said, you play good? He goes, no, I didn't play well. I said, but you're still great? He's like, I'm great every day. I'm great all day. I've never had a bad day in my life.
Love
I'm like,
that.
What, Nat? He goes, no, not really in my life. He goes, about 40 years ago, I decided that I'm not going to have a bad day. And I'm going to be blessed no matter what happens in my day. And God's going to put in my life whatever he wants to put in my life. And I was like, wait a minute, man. Like, how about death? How about, like, losing the club? He goes, I lost my wife. He goes, I said, that was a good day. He goes, yeah, that's what God planned for me. And I accept it. And there's some lesson in there. And I miss her. But, like, that doesn't mean that it's still a good day.
Wow. That's
like,
another level of
faith. Oh, yeah. Another level of faith or all that, yeah.
Amen.
So anyway, you've decided every day is going to be a good day.
I've decided every day is going to be a good day. I know today is going to be a good day. I'm excited for today. I'm excited for this show. How are you? How was your Thursday?
Oh, it was fantastic. I got to find the lyrics to this song. There's one of my favorite bands ever is... Driving and Crying.
Oh, I love Driving and Crying.
I got a couple Driving and Crying stories for you. So I used to, this was on college, man, this is like in the late 80s, early 90s. And we'd go see Driving and Crying all over the place, Athens, and they came to Clemson several times, whatever. And then when I was about 30, they came to what was Crazy Zach's down there beside the police station in Clemson.
Crazy Zach's.
Yes. I don't know what it's called. It's not even a place open now. But it was, you know, if you're facing the police station at Clemson, the city, that big parking lot, there's an apartment building back there behind it, and then there's a parking lot, and there's a building down there. It used to be the most popular bar in Clemson.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Sam Blackman tells a story that after Clemson beat Georgia in 1981, that the line to get in was past where the police station is now.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, like it took like 8 hours to get in after the game. Anyway. I'm at the concert, and I'm mouthing the words to their songs, and like this college kid, and they had to come on the album forever, and the college kids didn't know who they were. They were just like there, and awesome. And the guys beside me was like, man, this is an awesome band. Yeah, you said, you know the words? I went, yeah, I said, this is one of my favorite bands ever, but that was 10 years ago. That felt kind of weird.
How did you feel in that moment?
Oh, well, I felt very old. At the age of 30, I'm like, oh, I'm a dinosaur. Anyway, Driving and Crying, you sing a song called Good Day Every Day. Soon the clouds will free the rain.
Come
on. Every day is a good day.
Come on, Driving and Crying.
Let's go. Kevin Kinney. Kevin Kinney taught a lesson that we now know pretty well, but when he sang the song in the 80s, or this is the 90s, this is a solo album he had that I'd never heard before. And basically, this is like Nick Saban's thought. And he talks about in the song, I don't even know what song it is, but he talks about how he climbed this mountain. And when he got to the top of the mountain, he goes, man, I thought the view would be better than this. Mm. And the moral was enjoy the climb, not the destination.
Well, that's a similar thing, too. Remember when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And then the next day was like, I feel so empty.
Yeah.
Because his life was based all around winning that. And then you get it, and it's like, Just sitting all that.
Yeah. I found the lyrics right here.
Give them to me.
Before the sun shows the clouds, wishing I could go, crawl right back into bed. Willie says this, to this day, the man has given to us a good day every day. Soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sun shine. Good day every day. Let's do it. Anyway, my Thursday was good. As you know, my wife was texting as the show came on. Her tire pressure on the car showed down to 12 PSI. Our good friend got her pumped back up. I met her, took her car, took it over. My great friends are at Pendleton Tire Company, and Zach and Chris took care of me. Then I go straight to football camp. Saw my son just for a little bit there. Went to lunch with some friends, went back to camp, and awesome, awesome day there. Came home, played my daughter's awesome, and just a good day. Good day all around every day. Threw baseball yesterday. Drake's goal for the summer is hit 100 baseballs every day. So we did that yesterday, and even after football camp, 2 days of that, so he's still in all this. Anyway, great
Baller.
Day. Great day. Great day. All right, how was your Thursday?
My Thursday was really fun. Right now I'm blanking. Oh, I went and got my nails did. Mm. I hung out with my roommate. I wrote a story. My mom's coming to town today, which is exciting.
How about that?
She's helping me get moved into a new apartment, so excited to see her. And yeah, trying to figure out where we're going to go to dinner and all that. So that'll be fun.
She's been to Clemson many times then.
Oh, yes.
Does she have a favorite restaurant? You will go to someplace new? Are you going high end? You going low, quick, convenient?
Well, like any, even though I'm out of college now, I still kind of have the college kid mindset of when my mom comes up here, I'm like, let's go get something fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I thought she'd been expensive.
Well, that too.
All right.
So I'm thinking maybe I see if she's down for like a Pixie and Bills situation.
Let's go.
Sounds fun, right?
Let's go. If you go to Pixie and Bills, you got to get their medallions with crab meat on top and do the lobster bisque as an app. I do the bowl rather than the cup. I'm embarrassing myself. I eat way too much.
No, treat yourself.
Those are the go-tos. Yeah.
Okay, the medallions. And the lobster bisque.
Yeah, medallions. And the medallions have crab meat on top of it.
Delicious.
Awesome.
Incredible awesome. Stuff.
Yeah. What are we going to do in segment two?
You know what? We both had the realization, we were talking about it off air, that we hadn't thought about the regionals at all.
Yeah.
Baseball regionals. So let's do some predictions. Let's talk through who we think could make a run.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'm looking forward to that. A couple of quick things. I'm going to watch softball this weekend.
Yes. Oh, me too.
So I didn't watch it yesterday. I told you, I'm kind of – softball has my attention.
It's so fun.
Summer sports, they fight for your attention because they're a little bit – I don't want to say obscure. That's not fair. But like the Indy 500, some years I'll watch it. And so they're fighting for my attention a little bit. Some years I'll watch – well, like the Preakness – or the Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some years I watch it. Some years, like, the World Cup is going to fight for my attention. And I don't know if I'm going to get caught up in it or not. I don't know. And there's no rhyme or reason. Also, when I watch a sporting event, I have to pull for somebody.
Same. I can't just watch it watch it.
No.
That makes me feel better because I've gotten some flack from that in the past.
Don't. I'm weird, and you don't want to be like me on this case. But so this is a validation of our strangeness here. But with that said, I don't know what it is. Maybe it was the Williams getting slammed 5 times in 3 games by Florida pitching and not shaking hands, and the guys getting thrown out. A little bit of that. I don't know. Maybe it's Mississippi State pounding Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. But like, I was into the Super Regionals.
They're fun.
Yeah. Quick and fun.
That's the thing about – listen, I could talk forever about why softball's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's very watchable, right? Like, the games are quick. It's – the girls hit a lot of home runs. There's a lot of offense. Pitching battles are really fun. And there's now rivalries, and it's intense, and it's awesome. So I also will be tuned into the Women's College World Series.
Yesterday I was pulling for UCLA over Alabama.
Same.
I like UCLA's colors better. Imagine a male picking a team in a female sport because of the colors. Alabama won 6-3. Top seed Alabama.
They're really good.
Number two, Texas went down to Tennessee 6-3. Yesterday, Nebraska beat Arkansas. And that one, I'm probably pulling for Texas. I have to admit this, too. Mm-hmm. I like Texas's colors. I like the
Mickey.
How much they used white as the one of their primary colors. I think that's cool.
You're cheating on Clemson orange?
No. But and I could never be a Texas fan, but like Texas's white helmets with
cool.
white jerseys and white pants. Like, that's pretty cool.
I like Texas way more than Tennessee color-wise.
I agree with that. And I don't understand why the Lady Vols use the light blue where none of the other men's team use the light blue. I was pulling for Nebraska or Arkansas. Simple SEC hatred.
Of course.
And then, but I go the opposite. I was pulling for Mississippi State over Texas Tech because of the NIL stuff. The candidate girl won again, the Stanford transfer. She's 26-6 now.
My mom's best friend in the world, diehard Mississippi State fan. And listen, if there's an SEC team I'm going to pull for that doesn't really affect my life at all, it's going to be
Bullies.
Mississippi State.
Bullies.
Yep.
Go State. Go State.
Maroon.
Yeah. The today elimination, Texas, Mississippi State at 7, UCLA, Arkansas at 9:30. Winners brackets tomorrow, Texas Tech, Tennessee at 3, ABC, and then Nebraska and Alabama. Quickly, a couple things in the sports world from yesterday. I guess you watched Game 6. I take it you might have watched some Game 6. Spurs forced a Game 7.
You know I watched Game 6.
SGA held to 15 points.
Yes.
See, that's where, like, I want to talk about how great he is all the time, but yet there are times where, like, he disappears a little bit.
He's had a tough – I mean, he's had moments of greatness in the playoffs, but overall, he has not been the regular season SGA at times. Right. And part of that is he had 30 points the game before. Half of them came from the free throw line. Most of them were actually fouls.
He does get the free throw line an awful lot.
He does. And, you know, there's a lot of criticism about him – foul baiting and all that, but there were a lot of valid fouls that game. Last night, they shut him down.
He had 3 free throws.
They shut him down, man.
Wembanyama, 28-10 last night.
Needed that.
118-91. Game 7 this weekend. Are you pulling for either of these teams now?
Oh, I'm pulling for the Spurs.
Okay.
I've been pulling for the Spurs.
Because of Wembanyama? Because
I think the Spurs are fun to watch. I like their young core. And I don't want a repeat Thunder champion. I just don't. Feels wrong to me.
Saturday, 8 o'clock, NBC.
Big one.
Yeah.
Love a game. Here's the thing. The series itself, game by game, has kind of been a blowout one way or the other. I don't see that happening in a game 7.
It's going to be interesting. NHL tonight, Canadiens trying to stave off elimination. I only talk about the word stave is when the team can be eliminated. Hurricanes trying to wrap that thing up. They're 3-1. They're in Raleigh tonight. That's TNT, True TV, HBO Max, 8 o'clock. Yesterday, Braves get a nice win. Acuna hits a grand slam. And the Braves hit 3 home runs in Fenway Park. Ozzie hit one. And Harris hit another one, man. Harris has been on fire as of late. Braves got Chris Sale, went 5 innings. Not his best, but good enough. And they won to take 2 out of 3 from Boston. So the Braves with a nice win there. Now they go to Cincinnati for the weekend. Any other quick stuff from Major League Baseball last night? Astros beat won the Battle of Texas 5-1.
How'd your Yankees
Skeens hear? Got beat last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many give up?
Let's just see. Let's check the old box score there. When I was a kid, I'd get the paper in the mornings, go eat my cereal, and well, if it was Cocoa Puffs, then I immediately had to run to the bathroom. But if it was like Fruity Pebbles or something like that, we were fine. But I'd read box scores. I don't read box scores as much. Skeens is 6-5 on the season.
All right, but he gave up one earned run.
One earned run. Yeah. Yeah. He gets like no support through all that. Clemson gets a football commitment yesterday, heading to the big weekend this weekend. This time from Elijah Morrison from down in Georgia. 4-star offensive lineman. The cool of Georgia, and a nice pickup there. That's the second offensive line pickup. They've got Antonio Cromartie. One of his sons is going to commit to Clemson this weekend. So that's good. Got the basketball schedule. No Tar Heels on the basketball schedule. I don't understand this. Why do you play some teams twice in your league and some teams you don't play at all?
I don't know. It was weird that Clemson didn't play Virginia last year. It felt wrong.
But they play like Georgia Tech twice. Like, why do you play some team twice but not the other team? I don't understand. Can we not? We have AI now. AI can make you a schedule. Put them all on there. Baseball regionals, we'll talk about that in a minute. PGA Tour's out there a little bit. Not a great event this week. Colonial. Colonial's a great golf course. Not a great event, though, because everybody's getting ready for the U.S. Open. Golf does that where they don't really – it's not load management. It is load management, so I can't really talk about it that way. But they don't the fields and the way the thing works, the way the schedule works, you get too many good players taken off at the same time. That kind of hurts them a little bit. Besides that, we got a lot to do. Got a lot to get into today. So when we come back for segment two, we're going to talk about baseball regionals. It feels weird.
I can't.
I know.
All right. It's important that we talk about it.
It is. It's therapeutic for us, so we're going to get out of the way. All right. Our great friend, Kevin Kenny's in a good mood right there. He probably, my guess is, he was at Ingles. And he's taking his cart all over the wide aisles, and he's getting his Bluebell ice cream, and he's a good day every day to go to Ingles and you get that grilled out stuff. I think we're going to be able to grill this weekend. I don't know. The weather forecasters are just all over the map. They don't know anything. But we're going to go do some – I asked my wife this weekend. This is the last weekend of the summer, basically, where we don't have anything going on.
Man.
So
y'all are busy.
Oh, we're too busy. We're doing beach, we're doing mountains, we're doing concerts, we're doing camps, we're doing everything. So anyway, it looks like we're going to be able to cook out this weekend. And it's going to be great temperatures, 85 today, but then like Sunday's 72. Yes, and a little bit of cloudy. But anyway, the clouds have freed the rain. We're going to go to Ingles. And I'm going to do the, you know what we're going to do at Ingles this weekend? I'm going to get a nice watermelon. I'm just telling you, watermelon just makes me feel good.
It just feels like summer.
I'm going to get a pineapple this weekend at Ingles. And we're going to cook out. Someone says they need to put the pineapple on the smoker or the Big Green Egg or something. I might cook a pineapple. I've never done that in my life. My point is, we're going to Ingles.
Maybe get a backup pineapple, too.
Yeah. Pineapples make me feel alive. Like, I eat a pineapple, I'm like, I'm alive!
I'm like, I might as well be at Turks and Caicos or something. I'm on a beach somewhere.
As well.
Listen, love me some pineapple. Underrated fruit.
I'm going to end the Ingles ad so they don't get mad at what I'm about to say next. Low prices, love the savings, my friends at Ingles. This is TMI here.
Where are we going?
I love watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing like watermelon that makes me have to go pee. Look, bottom line is, I can drink 17 glasses of water and like, okay, yeah, let's go on a trip. Let's go on a long trip. Lock me up in the car and I'll be in the back seat. You know, no one had to complain about it. I eat one bite of watermelon, I got to sprint.
Done.
I don't know what it is. There's just so much water in it, I guess. Like, it's so much water in what makes sense, watermelon.
Do I need to be concerned about your water intake? Are you drinking enough water?
I'm not drinking enough water. No,
okay.
I'm not drinking enough water today.
I don't either.
Here's the point. If you're doing a show with me and I'm here in the studio and you see me eat a bite of watermelon, be prepared to take over for a couple of seconds and with your own segment twos, threes, fours, and fives. I'll be sprinting to the bathroom.
Gotta
I can't help it.
Gotta go.
It's like, I don't know what happens.
That is such a niche.
It is. I'm the only guy in the world that does that. But it's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I don't know. I eat a bite of watermelon. It's one bite, one trip. One bite, one trip.
So, like, any kind
I'll
of a summer.
Dr. Martin on this.
Any kind of a summer salad situation, like, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
I got to ask Dr. Martin on that one. So, we'll see. Segment two, talking college baseball. Ashley Mix.
It's so weird.
It sucks.
So weird. Because since I've been at Clemson, this hadn't happened.
Yeah.
And as much as I'm getting to enjoy. Ooh, somebody said cinnamon brown sugar rub. Sorry, I got distracted thinking about food as I usually do.
Mm.
Cinnamon brown sugar rub on peeled pineapple. Ooh.
Let's go.
Anyway.
Let's go.
Since I've been to Clemson, baseball's been playing this time of year. In the case, but as we discussed last segment, you and I need a rooting interest to care about the baseball regionals.
Yeah.
So let's go through and let's pick who we think's going to win right. and who we want to win.
Oh, you're talking about two totally different.
Oh, okay. Friend, I know.
Okay.
But that helps.
All right,
so it gets kicked off today. The overall one seed is UCLA in the Los Angeles Regional. Here's the field. UCLA, Virginia Tech, Cal Poly, St. Mary's.
I am a closeted UCLA fan.
And I like them, too.
It goes down to their colors, man. I just like their colors. And I loved John Wooden. And while I could say Virginia Tech, I got an argument with a Virginia Tech fan in a football game one time, and I'll never pull for you guys ever again. I think UCLA is going to win it, and I'm pulling for UCLA. And that's because I should be pulling for the underdog here.
But yeah.
Man, I love those colors.
I love those colors.
You see their baseball hats, too, with the B on it?
They're so cool.
Gosh, those are great. Anyway,
so cool.
All right.
Listen, St. Mary's and Cal Poly are tied for first nationally with 152 doubles.
How do you know that?
Third with the .332 batting average.
How do you know that?
I have my sources.
All right.
Google.com.
All right, Googs.
I'm the Googs. But UCLA wins it. They're so good. All right, Atlanta Regional, Georgia Tech, Oklahoma, the Citadel, UIC.
I feel dirty saying this. Well, first of all, I'm pulling for Kurt Triplett and the Citadel Bulldogs. Former Clemson Tiger is their coach. And I love the Citadel. I always pull for El Cid. And so that's who I'm pulling for. Georgia Tech's going to win the series. Georgia Tech might be the greatest offensive lineup I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. So they're going to win. But come on, Citadel. Make some noise in Atlanta.
I'm going Georgia Tech.
I
think I'm pulling for them all the way through. I'm not going to lie.
You're pulling for the Citadel? All right.
No. I'm a Sanford Bulldog. My parents both went to Sanford.
Okay. All right.
They just beat them. All right.
I got it now.
All right. So we're going UCLA, Georgia Tech so far. So far, nothing controversial from us.
Right.
Athens Regional, Georgia, Boston College, Liberty, LIU. Watch out for Liberty in this one.
My very good friend, who is who was a weekly guest on the show for 8 or 10 years, Bradley LeCroy, former Clemson player, former Clemson assistant coach, Liberty Flames. Let's go. Liberty has a Friday night starter. He is a first-round draft pick guy. I'm hopeful that they could save him for Georgia tomorrow. Boston College, Todd Inanato, does a great job as well. And Georgia's a slugfest there. I'm pulling for Liberty. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, Liberty's going to find a way to do this.
You think so?
Yeah. I know. Georgia texted me on Monday. I just have so much faith in Bradley.
I think that they played 20 quad one games.
Yeah.
And they had a better record than any non-Power 4 team in the nation in those games.
Let's go.
They're prepared for competition.
Let's go.
My only concern is that Georgia hits a home run in 6.1% of its plate appearances. That's the second highest rate among teams since 2019.
It's a quackamush over here.
I need a nerd alert.
But Foley Field now. Foley Field is a bandbox too.
True.
But Liberty takes advantage of that. Look, Boston, it's not a good setup for Boston College because they play small ball.
I don't like Boston College in this at all.
Let's go, Flames.
All right, Flames. Auburn, UCF, NC State, Milwaukee at Auburn.
I know who I'm pulling for.
Tell me.
Elliott Avant is retiring at NC State. He's one of the greatest men in college baseball. Love to see him go out the right way.
NC State. I think they got in the field because of that.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bitter with them right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I think Auburn gets this done. Not a big Auburn person, but I don't think UCF is great. If anybody's going to win besides Auburn, it's going to be NC State, though, right, with the coast boost.
Texas says Liberty, 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 Liberty. Why put the third Liberty in there?
The commercial.
Yeah, I know. Why do they do that?
I don't know, but we're singing it.
I know. All right. What you got?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Tennessee, East Carolina, VCU.
All right. Boy, you talk about coaches. North Carolina's going to win this thing. I got to pull for East Carolina to come in there and tear down the goalpost.
Agree with you.
East Carolina did that when they played at Raleigh, and then NC State tore down the goalpost when they beat them in Greenville, North Carolina. North Carolina's going to win it, but I got to pull for the Pirates.
I'm nervous because I'm scarred as a Clemson fan from Tennessee as a 2-seed. I'm nervous.
But they're not the same without Patella, whatever his name was.
No, but Tennessee's pitching staff leads the nation in 1-2-3 innings, 9 more than any other team. I'm worried about it.
How about on full moon nights? How do they do
when the moon?
Moon
is a waning crescent?
Okay. All right.
Anyway, I think North Carolina, but I'm nervous.
With your mom's spaghetti.
Austin Regional. Texas, UCSB, Tarleton State, Holy Cross.
I just love those Texas uniforms where the X is right there where on the button-down part.
Yeah. All uniform. I'm going Texas for the uniform.
Hook them, man. Hook them. Okay, cool. Hook them. Remember that when Heartline, not when Heartline. It was the guy that got in trouble for it, doing bad stuff with his wife. And then it was, oh, man, the Texas coach that from – remember that? And the guy said, hey, this guy's a jerk, whatever, he cheats, he's a jerk, whatever. And the response was, oh, cool, hook him. We got to go back and go over that one again.
Yeah, we got to go find that. That's awesome. Yeah.
All right. Texas.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Oklahoma State, USC, Upstate, Alabama State. Watch out for Oklahoma State, y'all.
Why?
Because Oklahoma State ranks second nationally with 137 home runs. And 50.3% of the Cowboys' runs come via the home run. Okay, there's that, and I don't think Alabama's pitching is that much of a strong suit.
Bama was one of those, like, there are times I watched them this year, like, oh, man, Bama's they're an Omaha team. And times like, what? I guess Bama. I can't pull for Bama in anything.
No. You know I can't.
I'm going to pull for USC Upstate, but let's go Oklahoma State. I'm with you. The Cowboys.
They got old T.P. Wentworth. Remember him?
Yeah.
Yep. He's there.
That broke my heart when he transferred out.
That's a rough one. Gainesville.
All right.
Florida, Miami, Troy, Ryder. Give me the Canes.
I don't trust Miami baseball enough.
I don't trust Florida does look really good right now, though.
Florida's playing better. Florida's going to win this thing. But, like, what's up with O'Sullivan and the future, the program, and suspensions, and where he's going? Like, this feels weird. But Florida emerges there. They're playing really good right now.
Yeah, you're right. Hattiesburg, Southern Miss, Virginia, Jacksonville State, Little Rock. Jacksonville State, Cooper Blauser, Clemson transfer.
Oh.
The things you know.
But his dad's a longtime major leaguer.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Blauser.
His dad and I got caught up in some spirits a few years ago.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Oh, man. Like, I'll tell the story. On the air, maybe not. Anyway, so that's what we pull for that. But I got to give Southern Miss a lot of credit. I've been to Hattiesburg before. There's not a whole lot there. And they find a way to get it done there.
I love it there.
Yeah, I'm going to go Southern Miss with this one.
I think so, too. Did Clemson play Virginia this year? I can't remember right now. Yeah, they went up there.
Yeah, went up there and lost 2 out of 3.
All right.
But had a chance like in the ninth inning, kept lining them out, whatever, the ninth inning up there. And getting in a rubber game. All right.
We got a few more. You want to do them segment three?
Yeah, short break. We'll do 2 to 3s. We'll come back with that one. I want to tell you about my grandfather. That's not the Democrat National Committee. Nobody email me on that one or text me on that one. No, that's Driving and Crying, man. Kevin Kitty, but that's a cover. Love, love, love Driving and Crying. Appreciate you playing that. Hey, Greer Flooring Center, doing an incredible job. One of the most interesting aspects of Greer Flooring Center is I was meeting with him one time, and I was like, tell me about the warranty stuff. He goes, our warranties are the best in the industry, but we don't sell. We don't talk about warranties on our ads too much because we don't want to talk about when it goes wrong or if it goes wrong. We're going to make it right. But the fact of the matter is, like, it's not going to go wrong. And then the general manager told me, and I shouldn't say this on the air, I could tell you, he said, like, the owner of the company is almost to the point where it's a little bit frustrating at times because the customer is always right, even when they're not right. And so sometimes you're standing up for yourself and doing something. It's like, no. The customer wants this. This is what we're doing. So that's our awesome, awesome friends. It's part of the story at Greer Flooring Center. Hey, get the floor, get it done right in Greer and easily. And if you're thinking about new floors, I've got a dear friend of mine who's putting in new floors right now. I told you he had the water damage in his house. And fact of the matter is that he lives out of the area, and he's going through nightmare stuff. And I was like, man, if you're only right here, you could do it at Greer Flooring Center. Check those good folks out. All right, let's continue with the regional stuff.
Yeah, let's do it. We got a few more.
All right.
So last we talked, we said Hattiesburg Regional.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some people pick Jacksonville State, which is interesting to me.
The three seed. Yeah.
They're ranked 8th nationally in ERA and 3rd in batting average against. So, I don't know.
What you going on there, huh?
I feel good about Southern Miss in this still.
Yeah.
I'm holding strong. All right, Tallahassee Regional. This one's a little spicy.
Yeah.
It's a little spicy.
Is this the swan song for Kevin Schnall at Coastal Carolina? Could he be in Columbia next week?
Conversation for maybe a different day, but you think he would go there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say some stuff about Coastal. I'll get in trouble about Coastal if I say this too much, but I think Coastal is a cute story. And baseball is more than cute, but like they try so hard. They do a good job there. One of my best friends in the world, Matt Hogue, was the AD there forever and is a great guy. And I've known Matt for 35 years. He's a great guy. I talked to Matt last summer about a bunch of stuff. Great guy. But it ain't the SEC. I'm sorry.
And fair enough.
They do a great job, but you can't turn down South Carolina State, Coastal Carolina. Even in baseball, you can't do that. Anyway, yeah. But let me tell you, I started studying Link Jarrett a little bit when he was on the Clemson's radar. Mm-hmm. He's got to be one of the top 5 coaches in America.
You think so?
Yeah, he's awesome at Florida State. He's what he's done there, and even their bad's going to be good now. And I'm not sure how likable he is and all that, but you started following him at Notre Dame a little bit in his career. He's phenomenal, and I think Florida State comes out of this.
There's some really good coaches in the ACC right
yes,
now.
Yes.
Really good coaches. 100%. All right, so for anybody that doesn't know, this regional is at Florida State with the circus tent in the background. And then Coastal, Northern Illinois, and St. John's.
I'm pulling for Coastal, though.
You're pulling for Coastal.
I don't like it Florida State when they get 2 strikes and they do K-Town, K-Town, I hate that. That's Whistler material to me.
I agree with
you. So I'm pulling for the Chanticleers.
I think Florida State. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of good pitching.
Yeah.
I can't make a pick on this. This is the one I've been torn up about.
Really?
I'm going to go Florida State just for the sake of disagreement. All right. Eugene Regional. Oregon State, Washington State, Yale.
How about Oregon State being the same regional?
Pretty fun, right?
I think that's awesome. I know nothing about these teams. I did watch a video the other day of Oregon's head coach talking about the future of college baseball, so I'm going to go Oregon at home and uniforms and all that. So, Ducks.
You're going Ducks. I'm going Oregon State.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
It's great they're in San Regional.
I just don't think that Oregon has ever been that good in the postseason.
Yeah.
And I think Oregon State has.
Yeah.
Like, I remember they were the ones that got knocked off by Oral Roberts a few years ago in their own Super Regional,
yeah.
Oregon. I just can't trust them.
I agree.
Can't trust them.
I like that idea, but I think Oregon's going to be better. All right,
College Station. A&M, the Fighting Ethan Dardens. USC, Texas State, Lamar.
I'm going to act like Ethan Darden's a good player now because he wanted to pitch twice in a year. Ethan Darden stunk when he was here. Anyway.
No, I just wanted to call him the Fighting
okay,
Ethan Dardens.
Okay, Schlossnagel does a – well, he's at Texas now. Isn't he at Texas now? He left and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, he left to go to Texas now. I just love Southern Cal. I like those uniforms as well. And remember, they were so hot at the beginning of the year, but they fell apart. Remember that? They were one of the undefeated teams. As the schedule got tough in the big – that might be Big Ten travel. Have you been to A&M's baseball stadium?
I've never been to A&M.
It's the most massive baseball stadium you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
It looks like it holds 100,000 because it's got like 3 or 4 decks in the thing. I'm pulling for Southern Cal. But A&M's going to win this one. It feels weird talking about regionals, not Clemson or South Carolina.
I know. I think A&M's good. I'm going to say they win this and then definitely lose in a super. Because I don't think they're great. All right, Lincoln, Nebraska, Fighting Tristan Bissettas of Ole Miss.
Well, he fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Arizona State, South Dakota State.
Why is it that when he's hot, everybody's saying, I can't believe you let him go. And then he falls apart because he's a swing and miss guy.
Always and, has been.
And all of a sudden now, like, did anybody text me in the last month of the season? Let's check what he did for the year.
I want to say, I need to find this text I got, but think he hit
and I'm pulling
18
for him.
Homers.
Yeah, great job.
But was like batting 160-something in SEC play.
All right, let me give you stats here, season stats. He, for the season, got to go down the list there a little bit. Come on, man. Bissetta hit 288 this year. That's good. But yeah, SEC wise, he's under 200. Yeah, I don't know enough about the regional. Arizona right. State's a 3 seed. They barely get in. They're one of the last teams in. I'll go home, Nebraska.
We'll go home, Nebraska.
All right.
All right, Starkville Regional, Mississippi State, Cincinnati, Louisiana, Lipscomb. Raging Cajuns are fun.
They are. I feel like they're always in it and always like battling through all that. I don't know enough about Cincinnati, but I think all these teams get a little culture shock when they get down there to Dooley Noble or whatever the thing is and see 20,000 bullies with cowbells and hanging out all weekend long. It's got to be a cool atmosphere. But you'll be a little starstruck through all that.
Yeah, give me State at home.
State.
I don't think any of those teams are going down there and
State.
Yeah, I agree. Lawrence Regional, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri State, Northeastern.
This guy's on South Carolina's radar, Kansas guy. How's Arkansas not hosting? Like, they were number one or number two. Right? All these teams, like, fell apart at the end of the year.
Give me Arkansas.
On this yeah, Arkansas one. Going there. Just been there, done that kind of a thing.
Yeah. They're
comfortable.
They're going to end up, I think, making it to Omaha again.
So, you could see Kansas coach maybe his last game there. He might be in Columbia.
We'll see.
I think he's like the number two guy on their board.
All right, final one, Mickey. Morgantown Regional, West Virginia, Wake, Kentucky, Binghamton. The two teams that beat Clemson in their regional last year, Kentucky and West Virginia.
Yeah. Somewhere in Morgantown this weekend is going to be ESPN is going to be there. And then somewhere in Myrtle Beach this weekend, Pete Golden is going to be at a bar playing a guitar, and for the third time in the set, some West Virginia fan is going to request Take Me Home, and he's going to get mad at him.
I already played it.
Yeah. If Randy Mazey was still at West Virginia as our head coach, I'd pull for West Virginia in this one. Wake Forest has kind of fell apart as well.
I don't think they were ever that great, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Let me go West Virginia.
Me too.
I just think Wake Forest is crushing Clemson that day up in Charlotte this year. Let me go West Virginia. Kentucky was one of the last teams in. They kind of snuck in, cheap their way in. But let me go West Virginia.
Kentucky is – I watched them play at the SEC baseball tournament last week. They are like the small ball capital of the world. I don't like their coach. Can't stand their coach. Give me West Virginia.
Texas, someone's burning a couch. Hey, quickly, Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Love Prime Lending. Love what they do. Love how they do it. Prime Lending does an amazing job with your mortgages, with your mortgage rates right now. Get three estimates. If one of them is your three with a remodel